Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. Question and answers about calcium bentonite clay. It's a beautiful day in Texas, and I hope it is where you are also. Spring has arrived here. We just kind of skipped the winter so far this year. We'll see if we can get away with it or not through the end of this month. Last session, we were talking about doing a meditation series. Someone had requested that, and several people responded that they liked it. So we decided instead of taking time away from our clay discussions, we would add an extra teleseminar each month for any people who would be interested in it, and we're calling it the Live Well Lifestyle Teleseminars. And we'll be talking about a multitude of subjects, meditations, masterminding, manifesting, letting go, releasing, forgiving, a lot of things that stress causes in our life. Mind follows body, or body follows mind. So when we think and get in stress, we create more stress on our bodies. So I'm proud to announce, and with your next Living Clay newsletter, it will tell you the date and time for that interaction. And thank whoever brought that up. So for anyone new, we're talking about calcium bentonite clay, living clay. And clay is a volcanic ash. It is sterile earth, the core of Mother Earth. The volcano burned out any impurities, and we're left with a sterile, supercharged electromagnetic nanocrystals of clay that have the ability to draw and absorb, hold, and they keep what they hold. They have a little cage-like chemical structure. They pull the toxins and poisons and venoms into themselves, infections, and carries it out of the body. It's not absorbed into the body, so if you drink it, it doesn't go into the bloodstream, but it will cleanse and balance you internally from your mouth all the way down. This particular clay has a 9.7 pH, so it balances your acidity. Clay is all about balance. It's homeostasis, so it doesn't want to over-alkalize or under-alkalize. It wants to bring the body into balance. It's a catalyst that works with the body so the body can heal itself, and it's absolutely amazing at the multitude of things that it can, a catalyst speeds up a process, speed up the healing process. Like I said, when you take it internally, it can heal you internally. It also cleanses the lower colon of old fecal matter, so you're getting more nutrients, more vitamins from the food you eat and the supplements you take. Clay has a selective memory. It doesn't take everything. It only takes the bad stuff. Now, how it knows to do that, I don't know. It is said an early physician in the Roman Empire days, a Greek physician, said it has a godlike intelligence. He knew nothing about chemistry and couldn't explain any other way all the miraculous things that clay does. Using it externally, because of the strong drawing power, it will pull toxins through the pores of the skin. And you can literally detox yourself of heavy metals, excess radiation, mercury, lead, things of that nature, by taking clay baths. So applying it topically to any kind of skin problem, again, it wants to balance the skin, and usually when we have some sort of problem, there's an acidity going on in the body. So it's amazing on anything skin-related. I'm talking acne, eczema, psoriasis, shingles, poison ivy, poison ivy, ringworms, you name it. And I'm bringing up ringworms. Clay also removes parasites in the lower colon. Now, it won't remove bloodborne parasite because it doesn't enter the bloodstream, but it will take the parasites out of the colon. And we don't like to think about it, but we all have parasites. I'm going to go over and check on our question and answer page. I guess first I need to announce that if anyone that's on a phone line, if you have a question you would like to ask, if you will press star 2 on your phone, it will signal me on my computer and I can open your line and we can, well, I have a question right there.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello? Hi there. Yes. I have a few questions, please.
All right. And your name?
My name is Nancy.
Okay, Nancy. How can I help you?
I'd like to know if the clay has any effect on the Lyme Borrelia bacteria.
Borrelia bacteria. Talking about Borrelia?
Yeah,
the flesh-eating disease?
Lyme disease?
Oh, this is with the Lyme disease. I'm not really certain. I do know that we have several practitioners that treat their patients with supplements and diet and also the clay to help with Lyme's disease. So I'm guessing that it has some sort of effect, but it needs help along the way, so they use supplements and minerals in addition to the clay.
Okay, thank you. Would it help someone with depression or, like with the Lyme, there's a lot of depression and brain cognitive malfunction there. Would that help with the brain functioning and depression?
You know, I've had a lot of people tell me that it brings clarity to their minds. They can think better. And we also use it in clay baths for autistic children, and they calm down. One of the three things they notice with the first bath is that they're calmer, that they are more verbal, and that they may make eye contact. And autistic children, if they're a high degree of autism, they don't like to make eye contact. They don't speak very much, and they get upset very easily. But those are what I know. So I'm believing it does have some effect on the balance, on the body. Clay is like a platform that helps the body heal itself. It rectifies and balances a lot of things, and a balanced body can heal itself. So it certainly wouldn't hurt to try it. You're going to get many other benefits from it if you try it, if you take it internally. Your skin, your energy level is going to pick up. Your skin is going to improve. People say they get a glow about their skin just by drinking it. If they have arthritis, it's going to help achy joints. So I can't give you a definitive answer on that, but that's what I do know. Anything else?
Okay, thank you. Would it clear out the kidneys at all? Does it help to filter out the kidneys if the kidneys are weak and toxic?
What it does is it takes the overload off the liver and the kidneys. The body's filtering system is the lymphatic glands, the kidneys, and the liver. And they're supposed to clean the blood and get the waste out. Well, nowadays we take in so many toxins, they can't get around to all of them. They're an overload and stuff gets backed up and they get stressed out. So if you drink a little clay every day, and particularly before your meals, you're capturing and eliminating toxins that otherwise the body would have to filter out. So it takes the workload off the kidney and liver. You can also put a poultice over the kidney area if you feel like you need that, it needs some stimulation. Clay is known to, because of electromagnetic energy, it stimulates body organs that have gone sort of defunct or latent. Now, if they have died, it's not going to revive them. But some of it, like our cells, we have a lot of dormant cells in our body, and the clay sort of energizes the cells. And this speeds up healing process. It brings blood flow and oxygen to the organs, too.
Okay, thank you.
Those are good questions. Thank you, Nancy. Anything else?
No, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any other questions? I'm going to slip over to our question and answer page and see if anything is there. Well, we don't have any questions today. I don't know where everybody is. I have quite a few people on the phone lines. Again, I said earlier, if you have any questions, you can press star 2, and it will pop up on my screen, and I can open the line with you. So we'll just talk about play today. And one of the amazing things about it is the fact that it does bring about homeostasis with the body, where it wants to balance the body. Because a balanced body is designed to heal itself. When we're not in overload, our bodies are all about keeping us well and healthy. But this day and time, with all the toxins out, we are just flooded. Our bodies are flooded with toxins, with the wrong kinds of foods. The digestion process slows down, and everything sort of gets into slow motion. Some things clog up and just don't work anymore. And that's where clay is very beneficial. We have some amazing testimonies of people first taking the clay, and they notice a change right away in their system, that they feel better, they have more energy, that after a while they ache less. Okay, I have some questions here. Let me open the line. Are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Terry. This is Bob. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Bob.
Okay. Yeah, I submitted some questions through the webinar, but I guess they're not coming through. Anyhow.
I don't know. Okay.
Anyhow,
yeah,
do you know ahead. If... Should I go ahead now?
Yes.
Do you know if clay will help with men's prostate problems? A number one question. Number two, what is a good daily maintenance dose to take? And one more question or observation is, you said take clay before you eat. I'm not an expert, but it seems to me it would be more beneficial to take clay after you eat so that it would remove whatever toxins you've consumed. So if you could address those issues, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Good observation there, Bob. And I can address two of the questions with one question about how to take the clay. Generally, it's recommended if you're first starting out and want to do a cleanse, you take about 2 ounces a day. After 14 days and you've had a chance to get the parasite and the parasite eggs out, you can kind of find your maintenance level, which may be anywhere from 1 to 2 ounces, 1 to 2, maybe 3 times a day. With clay, you kind of have to find your happy place with it. Clay is an adaptogen, so it meets your body where it is with your needs. And the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, take a little more. Then when you're doing a cleanse and a detox the first time, it's beneficial to take it on an empty stomach because there's no food or anything interfering with the clay's action and cleaning action. And yet, if you'll take a little swig just before you eat your meals, particularly if you're eating any fish, if you're concerned about your vegetables may have pesticides, radiation, anything of that, any chemtrail, whatever is out there in our air that lands on it, if you'll drink a little clay before and after, you can cleanse those toxins, capture them, and it'll carry it out in the body's elimination process before it's absorbed into the bloodstream. So, yes, taking it on an empty stomach for a cleanse, that's better. And you can also add little bits of, like I said, the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, to take more. And I just take a swig. I don't take a whole ounce or anything before I eat. Keep a little bottle in my purse I take with me if I'm eating out. I do like fish. I'd hate to give it up, but I know that a lot of fish is contaminated, particularly from the Gulf right now. We just don't know what's in it from the BP oil spill. So I'm going to choose to take a little clay before and after then. Okay, now I've already forgotten your first question.
Well, the other question was, would it help men with their prostate? Some of us have prostate problems. And one other thing, you said take 2 ounces. I don't know what you mean by that. Do you mean 1 rounded teaspoon and 2 ounces of liquid? Is that what you're referring to?
I apologize. I didn't spell that out for you. When I say ounces, when I'm talking about internally, I'm talking about the premixed liquid. And 1 teaspoon of clay mixed with 2 ounces of water is a single serving. Now, I like to make a bottle of it. I don't want to have to stir it up and let it dissolve and stir it up and, you know, let it get emulsified. I like to put it in something and shake. So I make a 16-ounce bottle of clay. I fill it about 8 ounces with water. I put 4 tablespoons of clay. And then I add the other 8 ounces of water, and I shake it good. And then I add the other 8 ounces of water and shake it again. You want to leave shaking room in your bottle to break up the clay. And if there are any lumps floating around for a little while, if you let it sit a little while, they'll dissolve, and just shake it good the next time. Now, when you make your own clay from the powder, you're going to have some residue left at the bottom of it. So when you get down to the bottom, just add some water to it, shake it real good, and go water your plants. It's not necessary to drink the dregs, the particles that precipitate out. When we make it, when the Living Clay Company makes it, they let it settle and scoop the liquid off the top so you don't have that settlement, and that puzzles people. So when I make a 16-ounce jar of clay, I just pour 2 ounces, and 2 ounces would be equivalent, 2 ounces of the liquid would be equivalent to 1 teaspoon of clay, which is a single dose. Is that helpful?
Okay, and then, again, the prostate problem. Does clay help with that?
In some cases, yes. Drinking it helps the whole body, but you can make clay suppositories. Just mix your clay, the mass formula, cut it about 1/2 and 2 instead of 1 to 3 water, maybe 1 to 1 or 1 to 2, and make it kind of like molding clay. And take some in your hands. You may have to keep adding a little dry powder to it and let it absorb to get it to the consistency of, say, modeling clay. And then you want to roll it into a little bullet shape and put it on a piece of wax paper and sort of let it dry. It doesn't have to dry hard, just enough that you can insert it. And I always recommend using some lubricant with it before you insert it. And if you insert it in the rectum, it will stimulate and help that area.
You
can always do a poultice on the outside also. All right. Thank you. All right. Let me go back over and see what's going on with my Q&A page and see if we have anything there. Well, I don't know. I'm not getting any questions on my Q&A page. So I don't know what's going on there. Bob said he put some questions on. I'm going to slip over to my email box and see if Cheryl has anything that she's noticed. I don't see anything there. Well, we may have a little glitch in our teleseminar program today because we're not getting any of the approved questions coming through, or any questions coming through. Okay, we'll just go back to the phone lines. I have another person on the phone line with the question. Let me open that line. Hello? Are you there? Yes. This is Perry. May I help you?
Perry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Blitz.
Hi, Blitz. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you? I tried to email a question, but evidently you're not getting it through. But a customer of mine asked if clay will help breathing and restore the lungs after they've smoked for years.
Well, that's a good one. It's not absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's not going to go in the lung area. However, a poultice on the outside is good for congestion, and a lot of times smokers have a cough and a lot of film and stuff in their lung. So I would just spread the clay mud on, starting at the neck, down the esophagus, down the chest to the lung areas, let it stay on and dry a little while, and see if that, it's going to bring blood flow and oxygen, and the lungs need oxygen. That smokers have clogged up the oxygen that goes to their lungs. So indirectly, there might be some benefit there.
And would you recommend, as an example, putting a poultice on and then wrapping it in saran wrap and leaving it on overnight or anything along that line, or would that be too much?
Yes, you can do that. You can do it during the day, put it on thick, put some saran wrap on and leave it, maybe change it 3 times a day. At night, if he wants to put a thin coat on and just sleep, let it dry and sleep with it on. If he wants to continue with the heavy coat to put it on, the saran wrap kind of slides around, and I'm thinking of a man being hairy-chested, so the Glad Pressin Seal would not be too advantageous to stick to your hair. It would hold the clay in place better. So he's going to have to figure out how to do that one himself. And you know, he might get somebody to wrap him like a mummy in saran wrap, but he's going to sweat. The back part of it's going to sweat. But sweating is not bad. Sweating is another way we release toxins.
Right,
so
exactly.
So we can get creative with that, yes.
Super. Well, I really appreciate that information. I will pass it on.
Well, I appreciate your call. All right, thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, we've got some kind of problem here. I'm going to give it one more try. I keep hitting the refresh button. And nothing comes through on my screen. So let me go over and check my emails and see if I've gotten some questions. Maybe Cheryl's got them and she will forward them to me. Okay, she said, yes, we do have questions. I love the way we can communicate. Ah, she's sending me the question. Barbara has a question. Is there high fructose corn syrup in any of our foods today? I tried to read the labels, but sometimes I'm in a hurry and do not read the labels. Is this something living clay will remove from the body? I kind of doubt it. I've never heard of it removing sugar from the body, and that's a form of sugar. It's more after live bacteria, infections, toxins, heavy metals, things of that nature. That would be wonderful if it would. We'd all be on clay. It was a good question, too. Debbie in Bloomingfield. Hi, Perry. It's Deb from Bloomington again. We discussed the intervals between the clay and oils, flaxseed in particular, a couple of weeks ago. Now I need to know if there's any recommended time intervals between the clay and colloidal silver. I'm juggling many things trying to heal this reflex Barrett's esophagus. I haven't heard you reference the silver water in conjunction with clay. Thank you for addressing this. Colloidal silver and clay are compatible. You can mix them together. We have quite a few people who, instead of using water to mix their clay mask with, they use colloidal silver, and it keeps, it doesn't spoil. You're just adding a little more boost to your clay because colloidal silver is also antiseptic. But they are very compatible. You can take them right together. You can mix your liquid with colloidal silver instead of water and drink it that way, or you can drink the silver and drink your clay afterwards. And I hope you get some results. I can't imagine you're taking clay and not getting results with acid reflux. And I know the Barrett's esophagus is kind of an advanced stage of damage there, but still, I get so many reports that they get the results right away that really puzzles me there. So be aware that if it could be something else. And thank you for the question. A question from Janet in San Diego. Someone called me that is battling candida. He gets a lot of relief when taking a clay bath, but shortly after the bath, the rash gets worse. Could this be a healing crisis? His acupuncturist told him not to drink clay until after his acupuncture treatment, so he was bathing only. I would imagine what it's doing is trying to pull it out. If he gets a rash that starts and it starts itching, apply the clay topically to that area. Normally with a rash, it brings relief instantly, and usually the rash diminishes quite quickly. So he can use topical applications of the clay mud or mass, the 1-3 clay. And good that we have an acupuncturist who's willing to work with these guys. And thank you. Thank you for that question. I hadn't had that one. Okay, here's a bit Blitz's question, and he called in, will clay help breathing and restore lungs after a year of smoking? You know, Blitz, I forgot to mention this, but clay baths for years of smoking. I had a lady that smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day for over 40 years. And when she started taking the clay bath, the clay would turn brown after her bath where it was pulling the nicotine out of her body. So you might recommend to him he take some clay baths, and in that case, I would use 2 cups of clay per bath and just follow the directions for the clay bath mixing. You know, sometimes when I see these written out, I get a different thought, too. And here's one from Lee in Atlanta. If you have a stent and you have an aneurysm, is using clay okay? Well, clay's not absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's not going to bother either of those. So I would say you're fine there and safe to use the clay. Ginger in Centerpoint. Hi, Ginger. How much living clay should I put in water when I soak lettuce? Thanks, Perry. I really like the music you played today before you started. Well, thank you. I want to tell you that music was from a friend of mine, Laurel Emrys, who plays the harp and the flute, and she gave me permission to use it, and I like to give her credit, too. All right. I would mix the liquid clay and pour about two ounces into the water that you're soaking your lettuce in. But here again, before you eat your meals, just take a squirt of clay so it can capture anything that maybe didn't get out. It works pretty good on leafy vegetables, but the root vegetables where it may have soaked the toxins up inside, like a carrot or a radish or a potato, something like that, it's a little harder to get it out. Let's see, here's another one. Nope, I'm down on those. Thank you for that. And I'm going to go back and see if Cheryl has sent me any more since my system's not working. Here it is, another question. I heard that adding chia seeds in water helps to rehydrate the body. If this is possible, what ratio of seeds and clay would you recommend per quart of water? And how much should be drunk on a daily basis? You know, I don't know about the chia seeds, how to drink it, how much to do that. I'm not familiar with that. But I would just drink my chia seeds and then take my clay afterward. And you can sip the clay, like I say. It's recommended 1 to 2 ounces per day. I have people that take 4 to 6 ounces. All depends on your body and where you are, and it's not going to hurt to get too much. It's just going to be eliminated out of the system. So that's why I just go by and drink a little before my meals. If I'm eating something really rich and heavy, if I go to Italian food and it's buttery and stuff, I'm going to drink a little before and another sip afterwards just to catch the cholesterol there. So good question there, and Here's another one. Is the clay detox bath good for someone pregnant? Yes, anything clay is good for people pregnant. It relaxes you. It makes you feel better. It softens your skin. It will help with your little tummy when it gets stretch marks. Put some clay over it. Squish the water. Put a wash rag in there and squish the water and keep the warm water over with. It will help align the baby. Often Aborigine women, when the baby was turned the wrong way, they would put clay on the stomach and would help turn the fetus. So I think clay is good for pregnant women and pretty much all cases. It was one of the forerunners of how we learned about living clay. The women in the Aborigine tribes craved it, and they would go eat it, and then they found other benefits from it as well. And then before long, the whole tribe and the medicine men were using the clay. Interesting question there. All right. Ginger again, what about using living clay in enema, or any comments on that? Yes, you can use clay in enemas or a douche even. You'd want to put about 2 ounces to a quart of water. That's 2 ounces of the premixed liquid to a quart of water. And, you know, it's going to stimulate, it's going to bring blood flow, it's going to heal any polyps or help with any hemorrhoids. So there are a lot of benefits from that. Good questions today. And here's, let's see, let me check and see if we have any more coming through from Cheryl. I don't know what's wrong. I've got to contact the teleseminar and company and tell them they got a hiccup in their program. Okay, I'm back online here. Do we have any other phone callers who would like? It looks like Denise is there. Let me check and see. I don't know if I've...
Hello.
Denise, are you on the line? Yes.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi.
I just typed a email question to you, so I guess I'll just speak it out now. But thanks
okay.
again for the... Izzy's book that I received, and I hope you received the payment for the shipping.
I did.
Oh, great.
Thank you. So you're talking about the mastermind book, the principal?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to expound on a question that you answered earlier regarding the high fructose corn syrup. The question that was if the clay helped with that. Well, there is definitely a known byproduct of mercury in the high fructose corn syrup, believe it or not. So it just may help because that is a heavy metal.
Yes. Wow.
And it
did
have mercury
that.
In
That's
it.
That's good to know. Yes.
It does.
Fructose
wow. corn does have mercury in it. And I have another testimony for you with your stocking stuffer hand cream. A couple of days ago, I had gotten epicondylitis in my elbow, which is inflammation of the elbow, the tendons, and blah, blah, blah. And I started applying the hand cream, and by the second day it had completely healed, and I got instant relief, whereas I only got a little with the ice putting it on. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's great for any type of inflammation. Last time it was my wrist that I had sprained, and, you know, I put it on there, and it helped almost right away with pain relief, and it also helped with the epicondylitis when some other things I tried did not.
Well, thank you for that. You know, it quite amazes me, and we do from time to time get reports of healing from using the lotions and the creams. We had one time a horse whose chest had a big rash on it, and the guy put the lotion on there, and it healed up. And another day, a lady went to the office, and her hands were red and itching. They weren't, it wasn't a rash, but they were just red with lots of heat in it and itching, and she called the dermatologist to make an appointment, and one of her coworkers handed her a tube of the lotion to put on, and when she did, the redness went away and the itching subsided, so she canceled her appointment. So there's power in those products just because the clay is in them, and I appreciate you. Always love to hear testimonials, and thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'll remember that, too. All right. Well, I hope everyone will join us next month. It's going to be the third Thursday, the special teleseminar where we'll be addressing lifestyle, wellness lifestyle. So how to stay stress-free and use the practice of meditation to quiet the mind and letting go of stresses in our lives. It's just going to be a common sense kind of program where we talk about what's bothering us and seeing if we can figure out how to create less stress in our lives and more peace and serenity. So I invite all of you to join us for that session. Bring your questions, and we will address them there. I'm going to run back one more time and see if there are any more questions. Nope, it looks like we're done for the day. And now I'll get off and contact the company and see what's happening here. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful weekend. I hope the sun is shining and everything is glorious for you. And the beauties and blessings of life continue to rain upon you. Thank you. Goodbye.